I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Ahmed, or Pakistani brother in Christ, could be attacked when he appears in court. In light of possibly losing her husband to prison or death, Ahmed's wife Amir shares.
I am thankful to all the brothers and sisters in Christ who are praying for us, who stood by us in this difficult time when things are getting more difficult day by day and our spirit is crushed. We are broken due to the increasing tension and fear being a mother and wife. I am really worried for His mighty name. We are able to face all this situation, and I request everyone to pray for us.
You're listening to Mission Network News. A few sprays of red paint can sentence a family to homelessness, even to heart, or for Haiti with love.
The government had come in and marked homes, and they were going to make a complete demolition from the airport all the way up the side of the mountain, which was going to be a total disaster.
The homes were going to be cleared to make way for a new road to the airport, but the government gave no word of compensation or a time frame. After a demonstration, a rare move on the part of northern Haiti, prayers were finally answered.
All of a sudden, the government declined any responsibility for putting the marks on the houses, and they simply have not moved forward.
Find out more about For Haiti with Love's work at missionnews.org. A service of One Way Ministries, this month Open Doors USA is offering a free ebook called Why Do You Persecute Me? Highlighting the stories of 8 Christians who share valuable real-life lessons, along with stories of strength, faith, and hope. You can find the links at missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.